This is an interview for the Mill Workers Oral History Project. The date is December 19th, the year 2005. We're at the room of Emma Pelletier at Maison Marcotte mm-hmm. in Lewiston, Maine. This is Andrea Lemieux, and also today with us is Rachel DeGrozier. If you could just by start by giving me your full name.
Emma Pelletier.
And how do you spell Pelletier?
P-E-L-L-E-T-I-E-R.
And where and when were you born?
St. Luigi. S-T and L-U-D-G-E.
G-E-R.
G-E-R.
Canada,
yeah.
And your date of birth?
March 9.
19.
How old are you?
I'm going to turn 84.
84, okay.
And so did you grow up in Canada, or did you?
I grew up until I have 11 years. After that, we all just like a bear.
And you came to Lewiston?
Yeah. Yeah, we always stay in Lewiston, all the mm-hmm. all the people.
And how many were you in your family?
Eleven.
Mm. What was it like growing up in Lewiston at that time?
Oh, we have a hard time when we come in, but it doesn't take too long. Mm-hmm. We make our way, yeah. So we start to going to school right away.
Mm-hmm. Why did you come to Lewiston? Did you come the whole family together, or did?
The whole, well, one of my two brothers, Jerome and Henry, they came up. And after that, and my dad. And after that, well, they stay here for a couple of months, and they found that that's their way to come back, take the whole family and move here. So we all move here. The first time we go up the was on the fourth floor, and we
Is that where you lived when you moved? When you moved here?
Yes.
Where did you move to?
Corner. It was
an apartment building.
Yes. Yeah.
And you were on the fourth floor.
Fourth floor. Yeah. Corner of a park. Corner of a park. Mm-hmm. And the other one.
And ash, chestnut,
it's
birch,
pine. Birch, yeah,
birch, kind of park and birch.
Yeah.
Did you live? You moved down. Were you all 11 kids in that apartment?
Yeah. Yeah.
11 kids and the mom and dad on the fourth floor in an apartment.
Yeah.
Wow. Hmm. How long did you live at the apartment?
We didn't hear too long because the woman downstairs. She was always banging, you know, too much noise upstairs.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
So where did you move to when you left Park Street?
We moved on Androscoggin.
Androscoggin Block?
Androscoggin Block, yeah, on the second floor.
Where were they?
Not too far from the last.
We can find out.
But close to the mills, so you could walk to the mills?
Oh yes, we can walk to the mill.
And you could walk to downtown, Lisbon Street?
Yeah.
So you started by going to school when you came down?
Oh, yes.
You went to school?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
How long did you stay, did you finish the eighth grade?
No. As soon as I was, big enough to go and
work. So where did you first start working?
Bates Mill. And I stayed there until the end.
How old were you when you started at Bates?
17 years.
And what did you do when you started? What job?
I started as a janitor. J'en faisais les batteries.
Battery hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
after that, where I go for weaving, and after that I go back for another things that I like. The last one that I. Wait a minute. Open.
Room girl? Were you a room girl once?
Oh yes, yeah. Yeah. It's the best one that I love. Yeah.
Room girl?
Room girl, yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about what those jobs were? Like the battery hand? What was that?
Battery hand? Well, I have to put the battery, you know, in this thing. And see.
Mm-hmm. And then you were in
oh,
the...
No, wait a minute. I have to fill them up the things, you know. It's all and it goes down and it goes, you know. After this, it goes, you know. Ah, gee whiz, how did you call that? I should ask somebody.
Say it in French if it's easier.
Mm-hmm.
Say it in French if you can explain it easier.
Il y avait des affaires, c'était toutes de même, là. Puis je mettais les choses dedans, une.
OK.
Et puis quand c'était plein, j'allais à l'autre. Des fois, j'en avais...
She would fill it, she would fill the circular and they would put in all the...
The weaver, it goes to the weaver.
When it was all spools that was filled with
spool
thread,
and
they fill each hole of the battery.
Each hole, yeah.
They called it a battery. It was a round, like a round drum.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then you went into the weave room later. And
yes,
you...
I stayed in the same room, but another
different
type. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What room was that in?
The
Do you remember, was it called a weave room one?
Weave room. You know what?
Don't remember?
No.
Okay.
I stay always in the same one. Yeah.
Okay.
And I was battery in, and I was a weaver after that. And after that, I was a
room girl.
Room girl.
What does that mean, you were a room girl?
Room.
What did the room girl have to do?
Room girl, hey, it's big. It's yeah, me. I should show you how I put myself. Well, I show everybody.
Okay, that's what you were showing me at
yes.
the when we, you had the at the conference
yes,
there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
you used to have to do then? You had to climb if the loom would stop.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, and the threads got mixed up.
Yeah.
You had to climb
over. On the bottom.
You had to go under the bottom and over the top.
Over the top. And like that.
And hang over.
Yeah.
And to be able to reach where the threads
were all mixed up. Yeah.
And you had, so that loom was not working.
No.
While you were working on that.
No.
So it was very important then that the weavers had a good room girl.
Yeah. Mm.
Right? Because if they were fast, that meant the weavers could go back to work faster.
Yeah.
And not lose time.
Yeah.
But she was showing me how sometimes she had to hang over some of the equipment to get down to where she had to. And sometimes she worked 3 to 4 hours at a time hanging over like that.
Yeah.
I tried it. And it was really hard, you know, because it must have been very tiring for the arms and everything else.
But I was never tired.
You were never
tired? No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Okay. So that's basically, that's what the room girl did. That's all she did?
That's all, yeah.
So as soon as one loom stopped, got stuck, you fixed it, and then you went to the next one that was... Was there only one room girl in each room?
We had to be two.
You had to be two?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, good. Okay.
Yeah, because me, I was in back, and the other one, she was in front, and I mixed it like that, and I give it to her after that.
Oh, so actually the two girls worked on the same weaving machine, same loom.
Yes.
Oh, so that's that's right, because once you got them untied, then you pass it to her, and she's the one that put it back together for the weavers to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was it about being a room girl that you liked better than the other jobs?
It paid more.
It paid more. Okay.
That's a
good reason. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Can you talk to me about how you used to go to lunch together, and talk to me about lunch breaks?
Lunch break. Well, we are always the same, you know. If a room is, we have to do something, you know. We can stay. That's our, you know, things. We can stay there 15 minutes, and after that, well, we have to go eat. Well, we go, just me and her, because we are just two.
Did you sometimes get together and bring food
food and stuff? Some of them, they always bring something, especially Cuoro Provo. She died right in front of me.
So she used to bring all kinds of special things for the room, for the girls.
Yeah, and me too.
You too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, knowing you, you would.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about the day that you were in that, in the lunchroom, and it was really hot?
Oh. Gee, what?
Yeah.
It was so hot. I told my partner, I said, we have to be to do something. So I go and get, a big, to see the coming hatchet, you see?
A little hatchet, yeah.
Hatchet, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I asked the man who got it, I said, don't say nothing. So I go in, and I said, my partner, I said, put some clothes, you know, in front, because it's, says it's a puis mouche ça.
So you broke broke the window to get a little bit of air?
Yes.
Okay.
What did the boss do?
They didn't know. They didn't know for a long time. By the time they know, they didn't know who did it.
Yeah. Okay. Can you talk to us about the time that you almost caused a strike?
Oh, gee whiz. Well, the boss, the big boss, he make us things. It was all iron, about that long. And he wants us to pull, you know, the things, you know, like that, you know. And the navette, comment tu dis ça, la navette?
The shuttle?
Shuttle, yeah. She was going like that.
Yeah.
And if we can do that, it was coming, you know, in my face, you know.
He was asking you to do something under the looms that got your face close to that shuttle that was going by so fast.
Yeah,
that was very dangerous.
I know. So we refused. We refused to do it. So while he said, if go out, he said, go out, I don't want you anymore.
So he's
fired
you?
He's dead now.
He fired you?
Yeah.
So did you leave?
Oh, yes. No, we stay with them, you know.
You stay with the people?
The people, and when it was ready to go home, we go home with them. And the next morning, there is a man he called everybody to replace, you know, us, that nobody wants to go.
So the two people, were you a room girl then?
Yeah, yeah.
So the two room girls, you and another one.
Yeah.
Were told that you were fired. So they tried to find somebody. They called everybody to replace you.
Not to go.
They called
everybody not to go until they.
Oh, okay. So the workers called everybody.
Yeah.
And told.
Just
told
one.
One worker called the others and said, "Don't accept to come and take their jobs."
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So nobody
come in.
So nobody came.
Nope.
Okay. So then what happened?
What happened? Man, they had to go back. You know, they lost their pay just for us. It was nice for them, you know.
That's right, because without the room girls, the looms are.
They were all there in the morning. On Monday morning, it was on Friday when it happened. So Friday, on Monday, they told me that we can go, try to go in. So we go, but everybody was on the bridge, and some of them, they are inside, and they were like that, and they were waiting if they're gonna take us back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So nobody moved.
All the workers stayed together and said, "We're not going in unless they get hired back."
Yeah. Yeah.
So did you go ask for your job?
No.
You didn't go in to see if they would take you back?
Well, that's him. He said, "Come back," because he said. The mill is going to be
down. And
so,
what is it that you said that the workers were all ready, so that if they didn't take you back, they were going to blow a whistle or something? Or?
That because it's going to be in the other mill.
In the other mills too?
Yeah.
So if they didn't take you back, everybody knew and was ready.
Yeah.
So that if they didn't take you back, they'd blow that whistle, and then that was telling the other workers
that they didn't take you back,
so they were all going to stop working.
Yeah, just for two people.
So that shows that, so the workers really seem to support each other.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's sure, big support. Mm-hmm. She had told me that story, so
It's
in the newspaper. But she can't remember. You don't remember what year that was about. Was it in the 1950s?
I used to keep a lot of things like that. Yeah, I don't know. I throw it away.
Can't remember where it is. Yeah. Well, we can research that.
What other social things did you get together with the girls you worked with at the mill on the weekends?
Not too much. No. Well, we all have, not too much money, and we don't go out, so when we go out, it's just for, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well,
we never go each one, but I like to have the, I don't know where I can take some, when they make us a, on va manger, là.
Puis when you go eat?
Yeah, then c'est le moulin qui paye pour tout ça, là.
The mill would pay for everything?
Well, yeah.
When you had picnics and stuff, you mean? Or?
No, it's not a picnic. It was just like a...
Holiday?
No, it's not a holiday, but...
Well, you used to go to once a year.
Once a year, you go
to a restaurant, like a banquet.
And they pay everything.
Was that everybody, or was it when they reached their 10-year or 25-year? So it was all the employees?
All the employees.
Once a year would go to a restaurant together?
Yeah.
And the the mills yeah. would pay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's mm-hmm. interesting. Mm-hmm. I knew they had picnics in the old days, yeah. you know.
Do you remember any picnics during those years?
No, I like to have Simone there. Simone, she was there too.
Well, we can do her later.
Yeah. She remembered more than me.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah. Can you remember some of the pranks that you did? Some of the tricks and
you fun. Played on the others, or did you play? Did you play jokes on each other when?
Oh yeah, sometimes, but not too much. No, we are there to work, and we work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about the time that at lunch break, you mentioned that you had gone, and you sat in a slubber. You know those tall cans there that are round.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Tell me that one.
Yeah.
what had happened there? You had told me about that when you came to the museum.
Yeah, well.
You said you
I was waiting for somebody. I know I was waiting for somebody.
But and so what did you do while waiting? You figured you'd sit in one of the slubbers,
yeah.
one of the big cans
yeah,
there?
Yeah.
And what happened?
No, I don't think that.
She said she couldn't get her butt back out. Remember, you couldn't get out?
Oh, of, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She said I couldn't yeah. get, she says I sat in one, because I asked her, I said, maybe you guys can tell me more about that. And, oh, she says, I know about those. And I said, well, how come you worked with them? Oh, no. She says, I sat in one once and I couldn't get my butt back out. It was fun.
Oh, gee whiz.
Do you remember what the Lewiston community was like when you were growing up here and when you were working in the mills? Did a lot of people live close to the mills and walk, or?
Everybody was walking, yeah. You, just like us. We were living on, and a lot of time we go by the big hill, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We walk. Especially Marguerite, she was working at the other one, this one.
The hill?
No.
Androscoggin,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Marguerite, she was.
How old were you when you left downtown? Like, when did you move on Pearl Street? Were you still living at home when?
Oh, yeah.
You were?
Yeah.
So how old were you about when you moved to Pearl Street? Pepe bought the house there, right?
Yeah.
You don't remember how old you were? Were you married?
No, I didn't know my husband at that
time. How old were you when you got married?
Oh my gosh, I was 22. Yeah.
So it was before that then that
yeah.
that you moved over.
Yeah.
So well, that wasn't long. Was just a,
no.
You started working at the mills at 17.
Yeah.
So it must have been just a couple years after that you moved to Pearl Street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So did you walk to the mills from Pearl Street too?
No, we take the bus.
Okay, then you took the bus.
Yeah.
Just like with Dad.
But then Margaret and Noello and Lucy and Simone, I have to call them. Get up, you're going to miss the bus. Get up, you're going to miss the bus. But, you know, on Pearl Street, well, they have a, what did they say?
Go ahead.
Elle bosse, elle montait sur la Webster. Et puis moi j'étais toujours la première à y aller.
The bus went up on Webster Street and she was always the first one to go.
Yeah. And the other one, sometimes they missed the bus, you know. And they have to go and take it on the other end, you know. They had to hurry.
They had to run to get to the other end of the line to get to it.
All of them. Yeah.
And okay.
Me, I never miss my bus. No.
So all five girls worked in the mills then?
Lucy, I'm not too... Ben, Simone n'était pas encore. Simone n'était pas. Simone est revenue plus tard. Elle.
She was younger. She wasn't there yet, so
yeah.
She came later.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Talk about the... I know that the family was very important together.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And can you talk about when your mother and father lived? What happened on Sundays on Pearl Street? I remember when every Sunday we'd leave Warren Avenue and we'd walk with all our picnic stuff, the five children and mom and dad, and we'd go to Mame and Pepe's.
Yeah.
And all the all of you, all the aunts and uncles and all their families came too. And every Sunday, remember, we'd get together and we'd play games and we all brought food to share and it was understood that Sunday was family day and he had a big lawn, so there were a lot of children, grandchildren. And when you talk about 11, you know, and that, I remember doing that for a long time.
Yeah.
Because family values, but family was very important.
It sounds like it was a big part of the social circle.
Yes.
The families
within
the family.
I think that's another, they didn't have a lot of money, and so we didn't have cars, so got together, and that was more the social life, families, than going out like we do today, you know, with friends and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember every Sunday, everybody was all together. Yeah. This that I remember.
And what did you, a lot of times, what was it part of the picnic was playing Flinch? It was our grandmother, her mother, and in those days, Flinch, a card game,
yeah,
was very that. And then later on, it was Pokino.
Pokino.
So that became part and parcel of the family gatherings, you know.
Were there any special foods or dishes that your mother made that everyone looked forward to?
It was so good. She was, we never have almost a big family like that. We never have the same thing to eat every day. Yeah. No, it was always something, you know, one day after another. And when she never, I don't remember that she put something, you know, to pour à faire manger, là.
Une deuxième fois,
là. Yeah.
She says she never remembers that they ever had to eat leftovers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there others that you worked with at the mill that you remember, that stick out in your memory as someone you worked with closely?
Well, what is her name? They are dead, both.
Mm-hmm.
I work with one and the other one, I work another one. Une petite profilion. C'est son nom. C'est une grosse famille. Là. And one of them, she, as soon as she finished here, she went to, she was living in Canada. And she go back to Canada.
When she finished working here, she went back to Canada?
Yeah, and she
died. One of your friends?
She died not too long after that. because it was not too far from Leo.
Near Sherbrooke, yeah.
And I collect for her, and I bring her something. She was in the hospital, and she was dying.
Yeah.
In Sherbrooke. And it was my partner, my first partner.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see, you know, it seems to me I see her in her bed, and when she saw me and give her something, you know, she start crying, and I cry with her. You know, when you work with somebody a long time,
yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know,
What parish did you go to, like when you were little and you lived on Pearl Street? When you lived downtown, where did you go to church?
Voyons la Grosse,
St. Peter's?
St. Peter, yeah.
Okay, and then when you moved on Pearl Street?
On Pearl Street, wow.
Did you continue going to St. Peter's, or did you go to...
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think, come to think of it, yeah, because I don't think...
But after that, we changed for...
Holy Cross?
Holy Cross.
Yeah, because in the early days, I don't think Holy Cross was built.
Holy Cross. I know a Holy Cross because we pass right through, we don't take that the big... where there is a lot of... you go to Dubois.
A lot of woods, yeah.
On Port Salo,
you go
aller,
through the woods
through
to
the
go
woods
to church.
And to go to church. Holy Cross.
Now I remember that, like, Mom and Dad and you and a lot of the matantes there, a lot of the aunts, you did a lot of volunteering.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was a big part of the social life, too, mm-hmm. come to think of it. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us, like, some of the things that you volunteered for?
I volunteer at the Russell Park Manor.
Yeah.
I was there for almost 15 years.
As a volunteer?
I was looking, you know, to have the wine, and I have to go and get everything, you know.
Ready for
ready
the mass for
the mass.
Patients, okay.
And Roger was always with me, and we put all the, you know, and I have to... Voilà que je fais tout pour le prêtre, là. C'est tout arrangé ça, là.
Get everything ready
get
for
everything
the priest.
For the priest.
Yeah. What about what you did for with the marchand de bonheur?
Oh, gee whiz, oh, I work hard over there.
What are some of the things that you used to do? That the marchand de bonheur was a social group that worked at Marquardt Home to do things to make the patients here happier, and a lot of them didn't have anybody, and so
like activities.
What did you used to do to volunteer here?
Yeah.
You did, remember Ma Tante Noilo and you?
Yeah.
You did all those,
and
do the crepe?
The crepe, yeah.
You did the crepe breakfast for them?
Yeah.
And the patients looked forward to that?
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
Because they made them so good, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Me and Noilo.
Yeah.
Oh, gee.
You always helped on the Christmas parties.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As a
yeah.
matter of fact, one of her brother-in-law's was the Santa Claus for a long time.
Santa Claus, mm-hmm. yeah.
Well, I think most of the family, a lot of the family worked on the Christmas party and helped out.
Oh, yeah.
It was almost like a family thing. And you, what about the fairs at the churches?
The fair. I was always there.
Yeah. You worked years and years.
Years and years, yeah.
That was kind of a big thing, the volunteer. It was almost like part of their lives that they volunteered to help others with, you know.
Yeah. And after that, when I started living communion, you know, in the house.
In the homes,
the
yeah.
home. Somebody can go out, so I bring them, you know.
The shut-ins.
Once a week.
That was kind of almost like an instilled value in them, and because I think we saw the whole family participate in
Was it more of your family or the Franco-American community? Do you have a sense of that?
I think it was the Franco-American. Because a lot of the people that helped volunteer were Franco-American, right? Yeah. Were French-Canadian?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was, I think it was kind of like an overall Franco-Canadian thing.
It's so nice now, Franco-American.
Oh, okay. The Heritage Center, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's nice.
Yeah, they did a good job. She's talking about the Franco-American Heritage Center.
Oh, oh.
Yeah.
Is there anything that I haven't asked you about your time working in the mills that you think is important to talk about?
Well,
were the bosses easy to work with?
No.
No?
No, no, just the one that we go out, you know, everybody go out. That's just this
you,
one.
Just that one was hard to work with? The others were nice?
Yes, yes, yes. He's dead too.
Yeah, so you didn't mind working for the bosses most, and you know, except for maybe one or two, but most of the bosses you worked with were good.
Yeah, the other one was our, you know.
Was it easy to get a job in the mills?
No, no. Me, I just go once, and while Sarai was your father was working there, but not in the same room.
Yeah,
and Jerome worked in the other room.
So
I go and ask Jerome to go and ask the boss if I can he can take me. So he said okay. I go and he asked the boss, and he said sure. He said we missed, there is one missing, so she can replace this one.
So then it helped to know that somebody was working in the mills. It helped to know them to get in.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you get any training, or did they just...
Oh, no, we don't need any training for that.
You go in, and they said, you're going to do this, and you did it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you didn't go faster, you know.
You had to learn to go faster.
Yeah.
Did you get paid by how fast you could go?
No, it was always the same one. When I start over there, my pay was
$9. $9 a week?
A week.
Wow.
It goes up and it goes up, and when I change, it goes up more, you know? So.
What about, do you remember anything about the unions? Were you part of the union?
Oh, yes. That's where the union was all, they were all together for us, you know, when they put us outside.
It was the union that helped to organize.
Oh yes.
Was it Denny Blay?
Yes. Yes, and it that day he was going for his job. Denny Blay. They called him where he was. He was in UK ton frère il reste là.
Ton petit frère. Léo?
Non, l'autre. Lui qui va avoir un petit bébé.
Oh, Troy, in Connecticut.
Connecticut.
He was in Connecticut.
Because he was New England.
Yeah, he was at a meeting in Connecticut, and they called him down there, is what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
And, he told them, he said, I'm going to go tomorrow, and he said, I'm going to be there for them. And he was there. Hmm. Yeah.
So what did you do with the union? Did you pay... In dues or something?
Yeah, I do.
How did you pay that? Did they take that out of your paycheck?
Yeah.
They took it out of your paycheck? Yeah. Okay. Did you, what else did you have, like, did you have benefits? Did you have health insurance?
No.
No?
We didn't have nothing.
So you didn't have any vacation days or... No. But what happened the 4th of July? The mills
all...
Well,
it's closed, I think.
They closed for 2 weeks, right?
Yeah,
because I remember it became like a ghost city because the mills closed down for 2 weeks.
Like a shutdown.
A shutdown for 2 weeks.
You think of at the paper mills, yeah.
Yeah. And every year during it was the first and second week of July, and... Mm-hmm. A lot of the people took that advantage of that and go up to Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Go take our vacations up to Canada.
Yeah.
And some years we'd go up and help. It was at the right time we'd go up and help do the haying. Remember, we used to go up and do the haying up there. And you didn't have a retirement plan.
No.
You didn't have. What about? Did you have a life insurance policy?
I must have some.
Dad has a paper, a blue paper, but I think it's. I'm trying to find out if it's still good. Because the plant's shut down, I think they lost it.
Did you get a pension when you retired? Did the mill pay you money after you retired every month, or?
I don't think so.
Because your dad had a pension.
Dad gets a pension every month.
Oh yeah, I think so.
You get a pension too. Oh, yeah. I think there was a pension because that was a federally guaranteed.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It goes up. It still goes up, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit. You said that you were, when you started, you were earning $9 a week.
Yeah.
That's when you were 17?
Around
that? Yeah. And how old were you when you retired, when you left the mills?
Oh, my God.
About?
I don't remember.
Don't remember. But you worked how long? How many years were you at the mills?
Well, I was 17, 18 when I start. And I left 50 years that I.
So I think you probably started working around 1938. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I think so.
The late 30s? Yeah. Right before World War II started?
Were you at the mills during the war? Were you working at the mills during the war? When Uncle Jack went to war there, were you working at the mills then? Do you remember? You must have been, because if you started at 17, she's 84.
That would be about 1938.
That she was born?
No, that she started
working.
She
started, okay.
She would have been born around 1921. Yeah.
Do you remember if they did different kinds of, did they do all just bedspreads? Is that what you always worked on?
Yeah, us.
Yeah.
But just like a girl, she worked on she didn't work where I work. She worked
in another department. Yeah,
another department.
Yeah, and they worked on something different.
Yes.
The cutting room.
Yeah. Well, you know, she told us. So.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
You're. When you got married and had a family as well?
I didn't have no kids.
No. Did your husband work at the mill also?
He come in after me.
Uh-huh.
After me. Yeah.
What did he do?
Oh, gee whiz. He was making... Il faisait ça comme c'est blanc, ça. C'était blanc, il fallait qu'il démaille ça. Qu'est-ce qu'il faisait dans le monde?
He was working on something white, and it was all mixed up, and he had to take it apart, and I don't know exactly what. How long did he work at the mills? Did he work there long?
No, not too long.
Then he left, and where did he go?
Limoges Lumber.
Limoges Lumber?
Yeah.
And he worked there for a little while?
Oh, yeah.
Then where did
because,
he go?
Because during the winter, you have to go and put the heat over there.
And then he, where did he go after that?
Well, we were living in Mrs. Gobet's block at
on
those times.
Sabatis Street, yeah.
Sabatis, yeah.
So where did he go work after Limoges Lumber? When did he, go someplace else before going to the city?
Yeah, that's where he go.
From Limoges Lumber, he went to work at the city public works.
Yeah.
And he stayed there until he retired.
That's where I had my pay, I think, from the city.
I remembered, I think I had asked you, when you started at 19, you were making $9 a week. Mm-hmm. When you retired, do you remember how much you were making?
Okay.
About?
No.
You don't remember?
No.
Uncle Jerome worked there?
Yeah.
Jerome Uncle Henry? Did Uncle Henry ever work there?
No. Henry was working at with Lorraine.
Public Works?
No.
Limoges?
Limoges Lumber.
And Cyril worked there.
Mm.
Who's the other one? Uncle Jack?
Uncle Jack,
he never worked in the mills.
No.
And out
he
of the...
He was working always with the nun.
Yeah, I worked for the Sisters of Charity.
Yeah.
And out of the girls, Leah was up in Canada.
Yeah.
Mariano, did she work in the mills?
Yes.
She
not,
worked
not too, too long.
Not too long.
Not too long.
Mariano. Nuelo, she worked there.
Nuelo? No, she worked à l'autre. No, Nuelo, t'as pas là.
No?
No.
Lucy didn't work there.
No.
Margaret did.
Margaret, c'était l'autre chose, le premier, là.
Yeah, and Skagen.
And Skagen.
Simone worked there for a little while.
Yeah, just for a little while.
Yeah. Okay. So, basically half of the family worked in the mills.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of shows the the importance of the mills and survival of families. Do you remember anything, Matant, about the... There used to be the big tenements there, the blocks, the brick blocks on Canal Street?
On Canal or on Park. There is a lot on the Park Street.
Yeah.
It's not cement, it's a comme des blocs.
Yeah. But they talk about, that's probably early days though, tenements that were on Canal Street.
Yeah.
Yeah. Earlier than her. I'm trying to think of them. Can you talk about, now there's a bell that we have, there was a bell that used to ring, or there was a light when it was time to leave, wasn't, you had to wait till the red light?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
So what happened, everybody would just get ready and change?
Get ready. Yeah.
So when you come in the morning, you had to change in different clothes, or
did you
use your own clothes?
No, the same clothes.
Same clothes.
Yeah.
So when it was came time to leave, you couldn't leave until that light turned red.
Yeah, that's right.
Then everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody left. Was there another whole group going in?
No, no.
As you were leaving.
Yeah.
Shift change.
Three shift.
So nobody could go in and nobody could go out.
No.
Until that light
they
went on.
You can go in. But we can't go out. Yeah.
Okay.
We have to stay there until the end.
Did you guys often go to, did you sometimes have lunch breaks or something where you went, how come Simona's hot dogs got to be so well known with the mill workers? Did the mill workers stop there often?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No.
Not when not, you were, not that you remember?
That I remember, no.
Yeah, okay.
I think we've asked all the questions we had. Is there anything else you want to add before
No.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome.